Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Therese Mudway always has so much interesting stuff to talk about. We never get through it all because she has reams and reams and reams of information. But we thought we'd get her back on the program today talking about something that everybody needs to be aware of. Observe the observer. What have we got to do there?
Well, have you ever noticed, Ben, how you get very attached to things?
Why do we get attached to things?
Well, we're kind of dancing generally between two spaces. We're either attached to, I want that, so attached to the pleasures in life, if you like, or attached to avoiding the pain. Answer this, Ben. Are you your thoughts and feelings?
Well, I don't think we are, but I think sometimes we fall into the fact that we might be.
Totally. So if you kind of look at it in the sense of, say, your hand.
Yep.
Yeah, you look at your hand. You've got a hand. Your hand is a part of you, but you're not your hand.
No.
You have thoughts and feelings, and your thoughts and feelings are part of you, but you're not your thoughts and feelings.
Okay. So if we're listening in today, what are some tips that you can give us to help us observe the observer?
Meditation is a really good thing because you start to notice your thoughts and feelings. Now, if you want to learn more about meditation on my website, which is www.theresemudway.com, you can actually download on the bottom of the homepage, there's a notice board, and you can download a paper I wrote on transcendental meditation. So meditation is one of the good things that you can start to put into practice. Another thing that you can do is start small. So give yourself a little test or a little trial and say, okay, so what if I didn't drink coffee for a week? That's obviously if you're a coffee drinker or if you're a chocolate eater or something that you know isn't that good for you and you want to let go of or you want to give up. What you can do is say, well, let's use you as an example, Ben. What is it, something that you enjoy that you know isn't so good for you?
Well, funnily, you should say that, coffee.
Coffee, okay. Yep. So let's say you just make a decision. You say, okay, I'm going to give up coffee for a week.
Yep.
When's your favourite time of the day to have a coffee?
Oh, usually, sometimes before I start work.
Okay, before you start work.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say you do that for a week. You get up and you'll feel like a coffee. And then you'll think about a coffee. And then you'll really feel like a coffee. And then you'll have an opinion about whether you can have a coffee or not. And then you'll have an argument in your head about whether you can have a coffee. And then you'll really feel like it, and then you start getting a headache or whatever it is.
Sure.
And the trick here is to observe yourself having those thoughts and feelings without taking action around it.
Ah, very interesting. Well, we can all try that.
Yeah, you could. You absolutely can. And it's a really, really powerful thing because can you get that when you learn to be unattached to an outcome, whether it's a cup of coffee or a job interview, there's a really powerful space. The moment we get attached to something, whether it's avoiding something or gaining something, that's where all the suffering and drama starts.
Very interesting. So there's your tips today on observe the observer. It's very, very interesting stuff, you know. You could talk all day about it.
That's not even scratching the surface.
I know it's not.
Because the other part of it, then people start saying, well, if I start observing, well, then does that mean I don't care, right? So I don't care about this or I don't care about that. The key is to be intentional in achieving your goals without attachment to achieving your goals.
Very good advice there. So what's the website again, Therese, so that we can jump on there and have a look at that paper that you wrote too?
Sure. www.therese, T-E-R-E-S-E, Mudgway, M-U-D-G-W-A-Y.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.